And now for something completely different. My name's Kathy Fletcher. I spend a lot of time thinking about religious and spiritual things. I read journals, take out books from the library, go on spiritual retreats, and ask a lot of questions from my spiritually minded friends. I believe strongly that my beliefs are constantly in a process of formation, that dynamic truths continue to be revealed to me in all sorts of ways, that the true gifts of spiritual pilgrimage are in the journey as well as in the destination. I believe in God. You've heard me say that before, and I'll say, yes, but not that God. Not a Lord, not a Father, but a divine power in each of us and outside of us as well. A divine power that represents the best part of us we could ever be, like a higher power. God knows what's right for me. God knows what I need to do in my life. I just need to listen. But how to listen? I'm a person who finds truth and meaning in metaphor. I often find these metaphors in nature. A walk on the beach has the soothing effect of reminding me of the cyclical nature of all things. Planting bulbs in the fall represents faith in the renewal of life, in renewal and the forces of life, well outside my understanding. I also find metaphors and meaning in circumstances, myths, stories, song lyrics, and very importantly, in dreams. I believe our dreams connect us to a deeper consciousness, the ultimate human unconscious. I also pray. I feel that praying helps me get my mind in a better place to relationship to the world, closer to the God place. When I say a prayer of gratitude before a meal, I am more aware of my dependence on the many people I don't even know who are responsible for the blessings of my food. I pray before difficult meetings and conversations at work. Dear God, let me speak from a place of love. And I pray before I speak and read to you on Sundays. Dear God, please let my words be from my heart and not from my ego. And I pray for those who afflict, irritate, and otherwise annoy me. I believe strongly that humor is the grace of God. When hard times come, and they do, the ability to laugh and find joy and mirth in small things is what keeps me going. Mel Brooks says, when we can laugh at our enemy, we have defeated him. Laughing about difficult circumstances is the first breakthrough to healing and getting over them, like the first spark of light in an otherwise dark place. At some pretty low moments in my life, I have always found a way to make myself and hopefully someone else laugh. For me, humor is also often the doorway to compassion for others. It allows me to stop taking myself so seriously, lighten up, and see the world from another person's perspective. I believe that we are called to serve one another. Service to each other is another doorway to compassion. Service to one another is an ultimate act of love. Because most importantly, I believe in love. I believe that within all of us, there is a burning, powerful love that is the source of power for anything good we can do in the world. I strongly agree with Mother Teresa that there are no great acts, there are only small acts done with great love. I believe that all of my spiritual yearnings and explorations are attempts to uncover this love, to clear away the debris of conditioning and illusion and day-to-day reality so that this burning love can burn more brightly, an open, roaring, powerful fire. In difficult situations and when faced with difficult decisions, I ask myself, what would love do here? I really do believe that this love can heal all wounds and put to flight all fears. And I believe that love is the only thing that can really change the world.